back on the Boss Man Show on your radio. Special guest, as you see with me in the other box across the way. She's come out of Detroit. She's a fan of Detroit basketball. When Mason was good, it is Brittany Newton, also known as your favorite plus size model, because she is plus size and thick with it. She's a thick model. Yes, I'm good. Y'all can do that, Mason. What's up, Brittany? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm in rainy Atlanta, Georgia, here, enjoying the end of the year here, closing out strong. I see you're flossing and popping in Detroit, where it's probably cold as hell. But
you guess right.
It's all good. Well, how was your holiday season? As we're in the middle of Kwanzaa here.
Oh, we are in the middle of Kwanzaa. What's today? The third day?
Yes, it is.
It is the third day. Shout out to everybody celebrating Kwanzaa. My Christmas, my holiday season has been amazing. I'm tired though. Let me tell you that. I'm really to the point where I'm about to start charging my family per plate because I'm sick of these niggas.
You sick of them?
I'm sick of them. I'm tired of every time a holiday come around, y'all don't put in on nothing, but y'all always want to eat.
So you the cooker then? You the cooker?
Me and my mom. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, see. Okay, what is your dish? Tell me that.
My dish is macaroni and cheese. That's my
mac go-to. And cheese. Mm-hmm. Okay, Matthew, do you put egg in your mac and cheese?
No.
I say people put egg in the mac and cheese. I don't understand it. I'm allergic to eggs. I don't get that.
I don't want to talk about nobody grandmama recipe, you know, but. Yeah,
call them out. Like, I don't get it. Why do people have eggs, macaroni, and cheese?
Annie B. Newton, rest her soul, did not teach us that way. So I can't speak to that.
Yeah. So during this time of year, they want people to bum the plates. They want to get their plates. You know how people call you, hey, y'all having a get together? They want to call, mm-hmm. give them a plate, give them a to-go plate, mm-hmm. stay for about mm-hmm. 10 minutes and go to next house. I'm like, Negro, please.
You know what's stopping that? It's COVID. No, you can't come over here. I don't know what your status. You ain't been tested. Nope. Stay over there.
You got that salmonella and the clap, but you got the applause. You got the applause. The salmonella. You caught the Omarion. B2K.
See, everybody was doing that Omarion dance. Now he everywhere. See? Now yeah. Teach y'all. I'm doing all these little dances.
In Atlanta, I know in Atlanta, the whole industry got COVID from them going to these parties. A lot of them.
Atlanta has been on bump since the beginning of the pandemic. Y'all never shut down.
3 weeks. 3 weeks. We did. 3 weeks. Open back up on April 24th. I remember very well, 2020.
And been wide open ever since.
Yeah. And now, finally, this Omarion is so transmissible. The little Atlanta industry people, the club promoters and stuff, bottle girls, they all got COVID right now.
Are y'all like shutting down a little bit? Is it calming down? What's going on?
Well, Keisha, the mayor, tried to do something. You know, the governor, you know, he crazy. He don't get no F's. You can't shut down the city of Atlanta. We got to make our money. That racist Brian Kemp. You know,
he don't care about y'all. He really do not.
Not at all. So.
Shout out to Keisha though, my soror. Love her.
Yeah, but Keisha also helped gentrify Atlanta too much. I'm not gonna get in that though. But not gonna do that today. It's another whole nother show about gentrifying Atlanta and signing these deals off. But it's all good. So, shout out to Killer Mike. Jay Jenkins, 2 Chainz, and T.I. who hide behind real estate investment groups in gentrified city of Atlanta. Okay, I'm going to leave it alone. But yeah, shout out them. But yeah, so, yeah, no, but it's all good. Yo, sir, with the Deltas, and I've learned that your favorite plus size model is, she throws up the sign there. She'll be a Spelmanite. She wouldn't be a Georgia Stateite like me, like a field Negro. She'd be on the bourgeoisie house with the Spelman.
I would have definitely went to Spelman. Sure would have.
You know, but she tells me she can deal with the hoodies as well. We'll see about that. Tells me she can blend in. You know,
if anybody is listening from Detroit, I'm from the 6 Mile and Schaefer area. So if I say that, they know where I'm from, so they know I can hang with the best of them.
Yes. I told off there, I had me one Detroit woman in my life. That was in 05. Never again. Until something different happens.
I really don't like where this conversation is going.
But Detroit's cool, though. I like Detroit. Like, I miss going to the Palace of Auburn Hills. I miss going down there.
So do I.
Now it's Little Caesars Arena. I've been to Ford Field to watch the Lions get their asses kicked by whoever.
You ain't got to do that.
I've been to Ford Field.
Everybody know they be losing, but you ain't have to do that.
I'm just saying. Hey, look, the Lions came to Atlanta on Sunday, lost to the Falcons. I saw that in person. In person, Brittany. I saw your people there.
My people. I'm not sure for them.
Nah, your people from Detroit was there. A lot of you all came down because y'all told me you want to get out of cold weather Detroit. But that's cool. I can respect
whatever.
That.
Whatever.
Respect that.
Yeah.
I told them I'm going to be interviewing one of their own real soon. They're going to check it out. But it's all
they
good.
So but I want to give a quick shout out to one of my best friends. Her name is Kayla. She's a cheerleader for the Detroit Lions. So shout out to Kayla. That's my girl.
Where she cheering for losses every day?
What? See, the Detroit Lions cheerleaders are the winners, okay?
Kayla, what are you cheering for? Interception by Jared Goff. You! Let's go, Lions! You know, but I get it. I understand. Shout out to her. Hey, she ain't much to cheer for, but I'll shout out to her for doing it. You know what I'm saying? It's all good. So
you
tell me this.
Shady.
I just throw it out there. That's what I do. Let me ask you this. What got you into being wanting to be a plus size model? And 2-part question that. When did you decide to embrace your figure? Because you know some women who are shaped like yourself don't embrace their figure. They want to run from it. Mm-hmm. So what made you want to get into this modeling industry? And when did you start to embrace your figure and who you are?
So I've low-key always wanted to be a model. When I was a little kid, I used to like take like modeling classes, but the people who were in the classes told me I could never really do real modeling because I was too short. I was like, okay. So I kind of like let that go for a minute. But in the pandemic, I'm like, okay, I'm going to work every day from home and there's like nothing else to do. And I'm just like, I'm very spiritual. So I'm like praying to God, like, what else is it that I can do? What can take me to the next level to like, cause I've always been a creative person, but I had no outlet to, you know, share my creativity. I work in the corporate America. It's just black and white. There is no type of creativity. So I'm like, God, what can I do? And I have been on this journey of like accepting my figure. Like back in high school and in college, I was like a size 6. After I got out of college and started making money and could eat good, I took full advantage. And here we are. So I had to embrace it because that is, it's basically who I am. There was never a point where I felt like I didn't like who I was. There was never a point where I was like, oh, I don't like being a full figure woman. I love being full figure. This is the way I would rather be. I never want to go back to being a size 6 ever. So the way that I got into it, it was just basically like I decided I was just going to do it. It was just like, let's just see what happens. So I took some initial pictures from my portfolio and it's been up ever since.
I feel you. So yeah. She gonna love to get her. She gonna enjoy her some chicken wings. She gonna enjoy her some fries with salt on it. I don't do salt. She does salt.
A little bit of salt, not too much.
She gonna eat her soul food and love it. She's not out here at the restaurant with her little phone out. How many calories is this meal?
Shout out to people who do it. It just couldn't be me. Could never be me.
Hey, I had a female tell me one time, she's like, there's too many. I can't go over my points with my calorie points. Just eat the damn whatever it is. Don't give a damn.
Girl, drink some water and call it a day.
Yeah, like, this is going to sound real bad of me. I stay away from women who are very much calorie counting and gymmy.
Now, don't get me wrong. It's nothing wrong with going to the gym. But I go to the gym.
Oh, but they be doing, some of them doing the most. I'm like, no, chick. You ain't going to tell me what you want to eat, leaves and whatever you eat all day. Don't tell me what I'm going to eat. You know what I'm saying? So I stray away from those two fit gymmy types. And I'm good on that.
We talked about the type of woman you like. So
I don't need that problem. Like, nah, you do what you do.
Yeah. You don't go to the gym?
I play football. I'm all gymmed out. I'd rather just walk around my neighborhood and shoot ball that way. Play tennis or something.
Okay.
And plus, with this COVID madness, this plague, I don't want to be in no gym and I don't clean the equipment where they should. I ain't that big a fool.
I got you.
Oh, we sure clean it off. No. So when I go out to eat, I bring my own Lysol wipes to the table.
You smart.
Wipe it myself. I don't trust your little damp, hot rag and that nasty little soapy water you got.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Especially in Atlanta. Y'all been running wild all pandemic.
No. Because that's how I be. No. Like, first of all, put on your damn mask on my table. I don't want to show particles breathing on me with your salmonella. Don't, so be your tip. They get their mask on real fast. Also, having your mask with your nose exposed ain't doing nothing.
It's not. Please. It's not. Please have your nose covered.
Yeah. At least when anybody's mask on, you got to smell nobody's bad breath no more.
That's low key a blessing.
I ain't got to smell your hot, stanky cheese curl breath no more in my face. I don't need it no problem no more. Screw you. You know what? It's all good though. So now with you being a plus size model, mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure brands are hitting you up to model and promote their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me, how's that going for you? And who do you turn down? I know some of these sick freaks out here be offering you stuff because they want to use your figure to attract a certain audience.
Mm-hmm. Well, there have been a few companies reaching out to me. A lot of them are local based. The biggest one is Swank Boutique out of Detroit. It's gotten a lot of notoriety through the years. That's the biggest one that just hit me up a couple of days ago. So I just signed my contract with them. Shout out to Swank. However, there have been some companies that I have turned down. Like let's say like somebody will reach out to me on Instagram and I can see like the type of content they put out. And it's like, I'm a plus size model, not a lingerie model. You know what I'm saying? Just because I have a certain body type doesn't mean I want to go into that. Now, I have modeled lingerie before, but I don't want that to be the only thing that I do. Like, that's not it. Also, got to keep in mind, I still have a corporate job, so I got to be very, very, very...
Oh, yes.
I got to be very meticulous about what it is that I do.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm going to sound real messed up now, but I'm going to say this out loud.
What?
There's a blurry line with modeling because I know people who are in the adult entertainment business who call themselves models rather than what they really are. And they taking butt-ass naked photos and posting them as model. And I know that can cause trouble for people like you who have corporate jobs still, not in the more adult line of work or the nightlife services. And how do you fight that battle between that blurred line of really being a model, you know, class to your way because you have a real job versus the model who was really using that term as a catch-all for all other crap that they do?
Well, it's basically just being very mindful of the type of jobs that I take and the type of brands that I promote. I can't be an account manager by the week, but during the weekend, I'm a stripper, I'm a lingerie, I'm this, I'm that, and they come across my picture and they like, Brittany, what the hell is going on here? Like, I have to be very, 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 very mindful. Now, I do keep the two worlds separate. Like, nobody from my job knows, like, what else I do on the side.
Thank However, God for be- that. You look. I hope you ain't using your real name out there.
You see, I have a brand, baby.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Never see my name out there on, like, my actual stuff, but...
Yes.
The thing is, like I said, I just have to be very mindful about the types of jobs that I take. And nothing against the girls that do that call themselves models, but really are in the adult industry. I mean, let's call a spade a spade. Nothing against them. Do your thing, but it's just not for me.
Yeah, because I know a young lady who's a teacher, and she got her booty out on Instagram popping. I'm like, these kids' daddies know who you are? Don't figure out that that's my son teacher. That's my daughter teacher.
Would you feel away if that was your daughter's teacher?
I would be like, nah, you can't be teaching my child. Nah, chick. Mm-hmm. I can't do it because I know you as your model name, not as Miss whatever you are from 8 to 4:30. And have my son or daughter in your face not knowing that Miss insert whatever is this on outside of the schoolhouse. Nah, I'm good. Because I'm going to know. Mm. I don't believe in being fake and fraudulent.
I don't think it's fake. I just think they just keep it separate.
I know some dudes who the parents gotta notice who she really is, and I bet those conferences are very interesting when they have them still. Them conferences are very interesting with the dudes. But, hey, ain't you this? No, I'm not. I said she told me she denies it when I ask her. You deny it? Okay. All right, that's cool.
Hey,
but yeah,
keep
your 9-to-5 corporate job. You know, I hear that, and you said that you are an entrepreneur. So, what got you an entrepreneur spirit? Because I know for me, I like to control my content. Henceforth, this show, I like to control my own destiny per se. So, what got you being an entrepreneur, and what some business? How can the listeners and the viewers watch and tap in what you got going on, Miss Plus Size Model from Detroit?
So, I really needed an outlet to be creative. I've always been a creative person, always drawing something, always painting something, doing that, all types of stuff, taking pictures or whatever. And, you know, in the corporate world, you can't really do all of that. It's only so much you can do. So, I'm coming to where I'm like going to start creative directing like some shoots and do it for other people as well as myself. I'm creating my content for the companies I brand ambassador for. That's always fun. I always enjoy doing that. And I'm starting to like get into having like a group of other female entrepreneurs and content creators, and we bounce ideas off of each other. So if you're ever, you know, you ever want to tap into what your fave plus size model is doing, you can always look me up on Instagram. I'm most active on Instagram. My Instagram name is Oh That's Brit Brat, as well as on TikTok as well. Boss man, you got a TikTok?
I don't have a TikTok. I don't know anything about that. I don't know nothing about the TikTok.
You need to get one.
And Snap Faces, all the others that Snap and whatever it's called. Snap, whatever. I don't know what it's called.
You need to get one.
I don't know how I work that stuff. I do Instagram and Twitter and LinkedIn and Facebook. I know how to do
What
those.
you doing on LinkedIn? It's so much, it's only so much you could do on LinkedIn.
Sponsorships, honey. Sponsorships.
Oh, teach me something.
Sponsorships.
Period.
I'm gonna do Umar Johnson. Donations.
Period.
Donations. Gifts. Donations. Sponsorships. Sponsorships.
Yeah,
Advertising. Marketing.
that's what's up.
Donations.
That's what's up. Oh, you can also hit me up on my own personal website, yourfaplussizemodel.com.
Yes, so now
Period.
you gotta teach me about the offline about this
Oh, yeah.
snap face and what's called snap face? You know what's called?
Snapchat,
Oh,
Jesus Christ. Oh,
okay, yeah. TikTok and snap chat, not face. I got you.
yes,
I
snap.
told you I don't know about this stuff. I know what I know. I know what I know. And so you like education, right? So let me ask you this. Do you like African studies? Are you into that? Like studying like our way back to Africa? And because I'm very much in African studies. That's what I'm into. I
I
like.
would have liked to get into that when I was in college. I went to a PWI, so that and it was
You went to
a
an
straight.
HWCU. That's what I call them.
What you call? What does that mean?
Historically White College University, HWCU.
Whatever. But
Or
yes, like
GBW, gonna be white university.
anyway, like I was saying, I went to a PWI that was strictly a business school. So I didn't have that advantage of taking like those types of classes. So that's something that I kind of regret. My freshman year, I was really ready to like leave my school and go to Howard. I was talking to my counselor. I was filling out the application. I was out of there. But then my mama was like, "Where are you getting the money from?" Because the school I was going to was giving me scholarships. So I was like, "Damn."
You should have went to Washtenaw or something like that. A Detroit Mercy.
I should have.
Wayne
Yeah.
State.
I can definitely start researching that type of stuff on my own, because I have started getting into researching Kwanzaa. One of my friends is he be texting me every day, telling me what day it is and what it means and stuff. So I'm
Get you
definitely,
your candles. So seven candles. Get you your
yeah.
ring,
I gotta know
ring.
what they mean first. I don't want to jump into nothing and just be doing it just to be doing it. I gotta know what's the meaning behind it.
Yeah, like ain't gonna. Well, I don't give a damn. Screw him. Some Negro told me. I asked him about some stuff deal with us. He get. For those, he has a non-black wife, and he told me that all he those is love and Jesus Christ. I'm like, are you kidding me?
You said what now?
He saw all I care about is love and Jesus Christ. I said, my man, I ain't gonna start nobody getting killed in the street, sucker.
That's a conversation for another
Hey,
day.
I don't mean it's no kind of harm, Bray. Look. Just because you got a non-black wife, don't forget who you are, where you come from. That's all.
Yep. That's all.
And don't give me rationales about love and religion. That don't solve nothing. That like so many of the past year, Miss Plus Size Model, is after George Floyd. My non-black friends and associates told me it was on prayer about it. You can't pray away racism, okay?
They was gonna pray about it. What is that gonna do?
I see. At that point, I knew what time of day it
Harriet Tubman prayed, Rosa Parks prayed, Martin Luther King prayed, and we're still here. So tell me what praying away racism is gonna do. You
and
gotta do
love
the
too,
work.
and love. Love and Jesus Christ and religion. No. Please spare me. And when
My God.
Negroes who marry outside the race, they the worst culprit to this. I said, look here, you just make like I'm confronting you on your mistake. So you want to give me rationales for why you did what you did, but you can't do it to me because guess what? I am a Pan-Africanist. I've been taught about race from day one by my father and mother. I know race is my son. I'm very good at I know that very well. I went to a HBCU, unlike your favorite first model who went to a HWCU.
You don't have to do that. But touching on what you said about interracial couples, love is love no matter what color it is. However, if that is whom you fall in love with, I hope your partner understands your struggle and who you are as a Black man or a woman.
Or if you don't know, as the Black one in the equation, don't forget who, your struggle.
Yes. Do not, don't forget it.
This Negro pretty much told me that he don't think about our plight or he's above our plight. He don't have to worry about that. He's too busy. Let me read
you. At the end of the day, your skin is still Black. Whether you're married to a Black woman or a white woman, they still gonna look at you as a Black man. And they might even hate you a little bit more because you married one of their women.
Let me read you his exact quotes here. I want you to read this quote exactly from this clown.
Don't call your friend a clown.
He's a clown. I'm saying I'm being nice right now. He said, and I quote, "Yes, I know where this venture in this world. That don't define me. Really? My life is busy. I'm trying to figure bleep out with my wife and my son. Ain't got time to worry about nobody else." Okay.
Well, I wish him nothing but the best.
I said, I know what you are, son. It rhymes with boom. That's what you are. It rhymes with boom or moon. What he is.
Lord have mercy. Lord.
And you see
Lord.
Why I about throw my dadgum phone at him? I threw my phone. He texts me at garbage.
Did you block him?
I ain't block him. Hey, look, you know, I'm petty, right? I'm petty. I texted him yesterday. I'm petty. I said, hey, I sure hope you're celebrating Kwanzaa, which, until celebrating and teaching your son about Kwanzaa and his people, and not raising him to be something he's not, because I'm petty.
You are petty. You might have to do that.
No response. Which tell me all you know.
There was no response. Of course.
Hey, it was all. He made my point for me by not responding. Okay.
You already knew he wasn't gonna respond. You already knew that.
It was, if he responded, I would have been shocked. I did it for a reason. Send a message. I said, your son and his dad gonna play. He the only smiling piece of whatever this damn play that he was in for Christmas. I'm like, Lord, this boy, he's smiling like he smiles. His boy lost already. Damn dad already lost. So his damn boy and the damn mama. Oh, look at my son. He's the picture made me want to puke.
Oh boy.
Yes. Yes. I am that guy. I am the radical. You feel me? I'm the
radical. I see.
I don't play about our people and our advancement. So I will give you a suggestion.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Start watching on YouTube In Class with Carr.
Okay.
With Karen Hunter and Dr. Greg Carr. That will help you in your journey to learn more about us and our ways of knowing where we come from, who we are to each other.
For sure. That'll help. Thank you. Yes. Thank you for that suggestion.
And you will not have a similar degree. I have business degrees, and so do you.
Mm-hmm.
You feel like it is helping you right now? I feel like I've learned more outside of school than I did in school.
Let me say this. I feel like for me, it was the right choice for me to go to college. However, I don't feel like everybody has to go to become successful. However, I do feel like it's something to fall back on. Like now, let's say if you're a chef and when the pandemic happened, you wasn't able to work like that. If you had a degree, you would have been able to go get another job somewhere while you're working from home. You know, wouldn't have to deal with the crap with unemployment or whatever. So in situations like that, it's good to have a degree to fall back on. Now, in my case, because I think I've been pretty good in my corporate career, like it has helped me. And a lot of the reason why I went back and got my master's degree was because of the type of industry that I'm in corporately. I had to be better than everybody else on the forefront because my industry is one dominated by men and
White
dominated by
man.
white men. So I had to have a, I definitely had to have a leg up when it comes to education and my experience. I won't say what companies I've worked for, but they're all
Don't say
Fortune
it,
500.
please. Yeah, don't
Yeah,
say it. Don't
won't
say it.
say that, but they're all Fortune 500. And I've been blessed to be in those companies and do well in them. So I will say that my education has helped me. Now, have I learned a buttload more being out of school? Absolutely. But it's really on like what more have you learned? Like, okay, I learned the textbook way of how to run a business and run a brand, but I actually have the experience of doing it now. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like you read the instruction, like college is like the instruction manual. You go out into the real world and do it. That's your real life experience. You know what I'm saying? So
Most
yeah.
definitely. And I had a class in entrepreneurship. You're gonna laugh at this. My teacher told me a barbershop was not a real business.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not. I got a C on my presentation. She told me barbershop wasn't a real business.
That's crazy. The black hair business alone is a $1 billion industry. Are you nuts?
She told me that it wasn't a business and gave me a C.
That's
Mind you,
crazy.
my father owned the barbershop, and that pretty much helped get me through my childhood. But according to that woman and that professor, who's the now the dean of the department, oh my God.
Is this a black woman?
Yes.
I am very, very appalled.
She told
Do
me a barbershop wasn't a business.
you take your, does your husband go get his hair cut? Does he pay money to get his hair cut? Okay, then. So what?
I'm telling you,
Girl,
this
bye.
is a true story.
That's
My
crazy.
junior year of college, and I was in entrepreneurship class, and I see this woman told me it wasn't a business. How are you the dean, a dean of a college of business? You don't know what a barbershop of business. How are you the dean? How?
You need to write a letter. No.
Hey, that's been 13 years ago, so I'm good. I'm Gucci.
I would have wrote a letter.
Well, I was told to do that. I just didn't give a. I gotta see. I didn't give a damn. I gotta see. Whatever. At
Oh,
least I
you was one of
passed.
those. I got you.
At least I passed. I don't give a
I
damn.
got
I just wanted to
you.
get this little piggy over with, get across the stage, and go to my party, which I
Oh,
did.
okay.
I
Okay.
partied hard that night, boy. I partied. So she in the corporate world, right? I did a show about code switching about a month ago. Do you find yourself having to code switch around the non-black people? I mean, personally, I don't code switch ever. I'm just what I am. Now, where I had a whole panel about this. Some people was I'm very much against code switching. I'm about you don't like me for me, you don't like me at all. I'm not gonna make you feel comfortable because my culture way of knowing is something you don't understand.
Do I code switch personally? No. The way that I'm talking to you now is the way that I talk at work.
Perfect.
I would like to say that I guess I'm articulate, in the way that I speak. However, there are times where I do find myself like, dang, I really feel like the only black person in this room when it comes to the topics that I bring up sometimes. There was an instance where I had to speak to my boss, and my boss is a black woman, and I had to speak to her real. I had to let her know. I said, You know, me and you are the only two black women in this apartment. So let me give it to you real. I said, if anybody is coming to you about my character, I said, I take offense to that because they're trying to, you know, give off this narrative as if I'm the angry black woman or the one that's too, what's the word? I guess aggressive. But if they do it, oh, they're doing a great job. You know what I'm saying? So no, I don't code switch. This is who I am. If that's what you want to write me off as, then okay, I'll be that. However, my track record is speak for itself. So no, I don't code switch. I mean, there are, I mean, if you're a doctor or a lawyer or a judge, there are instances where you do have to code switch sometimes. But if you're confident in who you are as a black woman or a black man, and you know at the end of the day, I'm gonna be this person still, I don't think it really matters. I think people should know that, you know, this is who you are at work. This is who I am at work, but don't try me. Like, you gotta have that type of attitude, you know?
And in my panel, a young man told me that his non-black female supervisor graded him down for having a poor attitude because he didn't talk to the people on the team. Because he said, I ain't nothing in common with these people. I just want to do my job and go home. And she was scared to come to him as a man and only told him that in his evaluation that he got a 2 for the whole year. His attitude was poor. He wasn't a team player because he didn't want to deal with those people beyond just work. So he got graded down for being himself. He didn't code switch. I said, you should go to HR on her. Because she understand
I mean,
who you were.
in some jobs, I mean, you do have to speak to your coworkers. However, if it's just on a work basis, you ain't gotta always be in their face. I don't think that should have anything to do
He's,
with
he
the
said he's
job
not
you're
he's, he
doing.
said, boss man, I'm not a good morning person. I'm not one of those he ha ha guys. That's not me. I was coming to my
Yeah.
heart, do my job and go home. And it was portrayed I
I
have
don't
a
see
bad
no problem with
attitude
that.
and that
If his
I'm
job is getting done, I don't see no problem with that.
you know how they do us. It's just because he ain't one of them kiss ups and kiss
Yeah, he
asses.
not. He, yeah,
I'm
I
just
understand.
I'm
I
here to do a
understand exactly where
job.
you're coming
I'm not
from.
here to be y'all friends. I'm out. Like if you need some, cool. If you don't, cool. I'll speak if you speak. I'm out. That was what he was. But in some cases, that's judged as being aggressive and rude and not a team player. No. I mean, like, even in my sports field, I have white coworkers and friends in my sports field. But there are certain things we can't talk about. Okay.
Absolutely. Yep.
So, yes. We are cool to a limit because it's a limit. Then what goes somewhere? This is where you stop. Like I was going to talk about this with my people who understand me better than you.
Yeah.
You know,
I get
so
it.
like I'm not. People say, "What's up? You're racist." No, I'm not. I'm not a racial or
No,
bigot.
you're not a racist. No,
I'm
you're
just
not.
being real.
You're being mindful.
We have
You're
different
being.
backgrounds and ways of knowing. There's a certain limit it's on stop where we don't have anything in common anymore. You know?
And before we get to that place and you say something that's gonna upset me, I'd rather us not even go there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
So
I get it.
is if we're friends up to a limit where so we can't go past this spot. Because anywhere past this, well, you getting into into something that you can't even understand. So I keep everybody in their lane. That's not being racist or being a bigot. That's being safe.
Yep,
I'd
I
rather
get
keep a friendship safe than take it to across the line and it blows up because you don't understand.
it.
And so that's how you do it. But see, people aren't that nuanced to understand that. It has to be, oh, no. There's a limit to everything. Like, even in interviewing with people, like, I can have this talk with you because you and I have a similar way of knowing. I can have this conversation with somebody that's not like me or you.
Right.
It'll be awkward.
Yep.
So it's just, but people don't want to embrace that. They want to run from it and be all PC. That's not who how I believe.
Politically correct. Okay.
No. But I'm glad you're confident, and I'm glad you don't code switch. I'm glad you represent your melanin the way you do. Not trying to lighten your skin or go get
I go to work wigs and long nails and all, and don't care.
wigs down there. And you know what? Let me ask you a question.
See.
How do I tell what's a wig and what's
This
real
is
hair?
this is going. What you mean? Why you need to know?
I don't know what's a wig and what's real hair no more.
Why you need to know?
I don't be knowing.
Why you need to know?
Some people are like, that's a wig. How can you tell?
Why you want to know?
Just being real. I'm trying to feel what I'm at a Hawks game. What am I looking at? Am I looking at real hair? I'm looking at a wig.
You looking at hair.
A wig, whatever.
You're looking at hair.
Now, at the Hawks game, the Hawks gonna tell you this. I have it's a game we play called Real Booty Busters versus Fake Booty. We have a
Is this
game.
a game that's actually like played where people know y'all playing it?
It's an internal game amongst the fellas where
Y'all are terrible. Y'all are absolutely
we can
terrible.
tell if it's a real booty or a fake booty by the movement of the booty. If it
Okay.
does not move or jiggle, it's fake. If it
Okay.
moves and jiggles, it's real. But you know, Atlanta, a lot of women got these fake bodies in Atlanta. You know that.
Yeah, I'm aware.
You know, so yeah, it's all
I
good.
can't relate.
You can't relate. Well, that's good. I'm proud of that. I'm happy
Nothing
that you cannot relate to that.
against
So
them,
before we wrap up,
though.
hey, I can't do nothing fake though. I can't do nothing fake. I have it real. Gotta be real.
Okay.
I don't want to be grabbing no balloon. Damn, the balloon about to bust. Oh
But
no.
what if it feels good? Like, what if
It
it
don't
feels
feel
good?
good. I had
How you
one of
know?
them tell me you can't squeeze my butt too hard because it may burst. Okay, that's from a woman who had a fake booty. I know this personally. Had it happen to, no, you can't grab my butt that it may burst. Like hell.
Boy.
Yes. Soft. My Lord Jesus Christ. I can't even enjoy what I want to do.
Y'all should be used to that. Atlanta is like the mecca of getting your body done.
Yes, but I like it natural. I want to see some stretch marks, some love handles,
All that.
all that. I want to see
All that.
your titties sag and droop a little bit, take off your bra. I like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to stand in the attention for a minute. Damn, it ain't nothing to standing there. God damn.
I see I'm sad. Oh my God. Oh
I want to see some dimples in your ass.
boy. I'm sick of you already. Sick of you.
I like natural. I don't need you to
Yeah.
go to the body sculpt to get out of stretch marks, done away with it. Take a real bite or whatever you're doing. I'm like.
I really tip my hat to the girls that do that because it looks painful. It looks really, really painful, but I've seen some really great works of art as far as it comes to girls getting their bodies done. These doctors be knowing what they be doing.
Some of them do. No,
And
well,
I
in
say it's
Atlanta, you can go to the airport, to the hotel, and get your injections done at the airport.
not the airport.
They having them old purity 1 gallon milk crates or water bottles of water jugs. With they get it out, syringe, get you your little shots of concrete in your ass. I've seen it.
First of all, Jesus Christ. Shout out to them girls that do it because, like again, it could not be me. It
Nah, it shall not be you. Say to yourself, I know I won't get any fake implants. I'm a
I
work
pledge allegiance.
Yeah, don't do that ever.
I pledge allegiance, okay?
You know,
Never, ever.
never, ever, ever, ever. Trillville
Ever.
said back in the day, never, ever, ever
Ever, ever.
get
Okay.
on that level for real.
Yeah.
Like, yes. So before we wrap up here, tell the folks your upcoming projects they can look out for in the new year of 2022 coming up here in a few days.
Yeah, so as we go into 2022, I have some more content coming out with the businesses that I brand ambassador for. Shout out to LJ Essentials. Shout out to Swank, a posh boutique. Shout out to Simply Crowned Organics. Wonderful businesses that I work with. Love them to death. They always show me a whole bunch of love. And I'm also going to get into creative directing. I have a shoot that is coming up that I am going to creative direct myself. And I'm very excited about it. It has a theme that is very near and dear to my heart. So be on the lookout. Be on the lookout for that.
No doubt. Yeah. We'll look out for it. And I'll be coming to Detroit in March. I pray it ain't cold.
Yes. And a shout out to Concealed Cosmetics, too. They're part of my lip today.
My lips. Okay, lips. I see. Right. Yes. They're glossed and flossed up, as they say.
Okay. And real.
Yes. And she has her Amazon ring light shining through her glasses, as you can see. Sponsored by Amazon. Yes. It will brighten you up.
Amazon ain't paying me, so nope.
She got the fan working. She got the whole fan in her hands, Lord.
I sure do. Ask any of your friends from Detroit. Ask them if they got their fan on right now, but got their heat on.
I'm going to ask them, because my friend coaches at Detroit Mercy. I'm going to ask him, your fan on, brother? He lives downtown Detroit.
He got a fan. Either he got a fan in the ceiling or he got a fan on the floor, like a portable fan. His fan is on, for sure.
I got you. Well, folks, hope y'all enjoyed this segment with the Your Favorite Plus Size Model. Check her out on the Instagrams and the TikTok. She got, I don't know about that crap, but she does have a TikTok. Hit her up and follow her. Folks, have a safe celebration and have a happy Kwanzaa. Enjoy your Kwanzaa celebrations. And even if you ain't got a black wife, teach your kids about Kwanzaa.
Yes, even if you do have a black wife, still teach your kids about Kwanzaa.
100%. Well, I assume they would do it anyway. But if they don't, teach them today. Folks, we are out.
Bye, y'all.